You ready for a Chiefs Pete, Keith?
Yes.
I think it's a three Chief.
Chief Pete?
Chief Pete?
How about we don't call it either Chief? One of those things? Can we just do that for 2 weeks, not call it either one of those things?
Okay, but if you're going to call it one or the other.
I don't want to call it either one.
But who would call it a three Chief?
A three Chief?
That doesn't make any sense.
No.
Chief Pete makes sense. Yeah.
I don't know. So what did he say in there? Pat Riley has it copywritten so they can't say it?
Apparently.
They're not allowed to say? Yeah. Can we say it?
I don't know.
No.
I mean, Nance said it. I know he's making a big deal about how you can't say it. He was clearly saying
it. Can we say three-peat?
Dump it.
Is that allowed?
Dump it.
Well, like, you know.
Like the Michael Buffer that we can't say.
Yes. Don't even. That's enough. You've said too much.
Yeah.
That's like his name. Don't say it two more times.
Yeah. How many times have we gotten that email over the years where it's
all
like,
the time.
Don't you dare say
we
that.
We get two emails every year. Don't do April Fool's jokes. You're not Opie and Anthony. And knock it off.
No, that's
with
true.
And Michael Buffer is super trademarked.
Those are the two boss emails we get.
Every week. Every year.
Yeah. That's it.
It's like, oh yeah, April's coming up. Don't even think about it. You're not that funny. Don't even try it.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Yeah.
And then the other
you wish you were that funny to even attempt it.
And then the other one is like, here's a friendly reminder that Michael Buffer, I think, sued the pants off somebody once or something. So it's like, okay. All right. So trademark stuff. I'm curious between
stay
now.
Stay away from it.
Yeah, between now and then, we can't say three-peat.
Sorry.
Keith.
I know. For God's sakes.
Can we just like in post just kind of like gargle it?
No, it just dubs over Chief Pete.
We need but I don't
your
like
mouth
either
keeps
option.
Moving, but it says Chief Pete.
Or then, three Chief. And then Nance and Romo trying to stick the landing there on the call had a real tough time. They're like on the fly. Like, shouldn't they have been prepared for this? This is what it was going to be all along.
Yeah.
Many would say it was scripted. The whole NFL is scripted.
I'll tell you.
It's like three Chief. A Chief Pete.
Nope. Neither one of those things.
He sat there and he was like, these are both so good. I'm using them. I'm not leaning in on one.
I can't pick one. These are too good. Let's let the people decide.
I can't believe Jim Nance has been doing games for how many years?
Forever.
And he honestly thought those were both that good. He couldn't choose. He's like, I'm not leaving one of these on the cutting room
floor. These are so good.
I'll let America decide.
I got to do this first because I don't want Burkhart and Tom Brady stealing this during the Super Bowl.
Three Chief. A Chief Pete.
Okay.
So that's how he ends.
Let's
his
get a
year.
Poll up there. You can.
No.
Three Pete. I'm sorry.
Oh, get to that.
My God, I'm going to get yelled at.
Pat Riley.
Three Chief or a Chief Pete. You can vote at Jones and Keith.
Three in a row.
Yeah. I did see on my Twitter timeline, people liked, not to play your side of the street over here, Thief Pete. Because the refs are getting
the
Super Bowl. It's a Thief Pete.
It's like the World Wrestling Entertainment, right? It's everything scripted.
Uh-huh.
But do you still find enjoyment in that, even if it's scripted? Maybe you do, maybe you don't.
Perhaps.
I know a lot of people are complaining about it.
No, they are.
A lot of people run a little hot.
They're already lining up on the phone. 617-779-7937. We'll get to you all day long here on Jones and Keefe. That's also your text number. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can also chat there. Always a healthy conversation going on Twitch. And watch along on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. What do you think? Chiefs three-peat, inevitable? It kind of feels that way.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think this time, too, Vegas isn't making the mistake of making them the underdog. Like, as good as Philadelphia has looked recently and as incredible as Saquon Barkley has been, and we can get into the NFC game a little bit later on, but, I mean, I'm not betting against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, and if you want to say the refs, too, fine. Why bet against it? If it's so in the bag for the Chiefs to win, then put all your money on the Chiefs.
Yeah, bet on them.
Put all the money on them.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, I mean, you know me, I'm such a moron. I've been picking the Chiefs nonstop, but then I always add stupid stuff to the parlay like a moron.
What'd you have yesterday? Kelce overs?
Yeah. Kelce didn't do anything.
No.
So I had Chiefs money line. Last year in the Super Bowl, I had Chiefs money line. The year before the Super Bowl, I had Chiefs money line. I've always had Chiefs, but then I'm so stupid, I put all these other things in. So I might just do a clean bet for the Super Bowl. Not to tip up my hand for 2 weeks from now, but I might just do, because right now they're -1.5, right? So even if you do that or if you do money line, it's not terrible. But they're going to win. We said last week the best chance to knock off the Chiefs was Josh Allen and the Bills. So then they beat them. I'm not going to change my mind. Like I'm going to stick with the Kansas City Chiefs. Their defense is really good, so it's they don't have to score a million points. Although it is funny,
they finally did it. They
I was
finally
say,
broke 30.
They hadn't scored more than 30 until they had to, and that's one thing. Like you know, Mahomes is capable of that. So even though their offense doesn't rank very high around the league, nobody's like, man, they're not going to be able to score if they need to. No, they can. They absolutely can. So, yeah, I don't really have any good reason to bet against them right now. So, I think, yeah, three in a row is what's happening.
I'll tell you, the Eagles look really good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're running like crazy. Barkley looks unstoppable. Their defense, despite the hateable Cooper DeJean and Zach Bond.
Cooper DeJean played well.
They both played very well.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't happen to like them. I didn't say they were bad players.
No, they're good. They're nice players.
They're annoying.
Yeah.
Well. But that Eagles defense is very good.
Yeah.
Chiefs defense is very good. Look, they're arguably two best teams in football all year. I mean, the Lions were certainly one of those teams. The Bills were certainly one of those teams.
Well, these were the four teams.
And it's a worthy matchup for sure. Yeah.
The Lions didn't get there, obviously. It was the Commanders, so you give them credit. But all year long when we were doing Tier Tuesday, I feel like we had those four teams in a tier amongst themselves. So the Lions fell short. But it was Bills Chiefs AFC title game we kind of had circled all year. You're like, can Lamar get in the conversation? Probably not. Like, that was the next closest team. But it was these two. And it once again lived up to it. I mean, the games between these two guys have been incredible. Unfortunately for Allen, all his wins are in the regular season and all of his losses are in the postseason.
He's 0-4 now, yeah.
It's amazing. It is. It's Brady and Peyton Manning. You know, now Josh Allen doesn't have the individual awards yet, although I know you'd vote for him for MVP. I think he'll get a lot of MVP votes. He may come up just short to Lamar, but he's right there. But still, he's also starting to chip away at unbelievable career without a Super Bowl appearance, right? Like, if you're like, all right, give me the best players ever to not be in the Super Bowl. He's young. He and Lamar are young, but they're kind of on that list already.
Yeah. I mean, who's the leader of that list?
The best player to not be, so not even lose, right? Because lose,
yeah,
you could
right.
be like Dan Marino.
Marino got there, right.
But
Kelly got there.
Yeah, yeah. So the best player to never play in the Super Bowl, honestly, if you're talking quarterbacks probably is Lamar and Allen. Because, like, they're in their late 20s, but they've accomplished so much. They've made conference title games. In the case of Lamar, he's won two, maybe three MVPs. They got, you know, great regular season records. Josh Allen, actually, they even showed the stat yesterday. I think he has the most playoff wins without a Super Bowl appearance. So maybe that answers your question right there. You know, and every year he's got to go up against Patrick Mahomes, who's also similar age, and it is conference. It is completely standing in his way.
617-779-7937. Some egregious calls many feel in the game yesterday. Is that why Kansas City won? I know a lot of you feel that way. Did the Bills not get a good whistle?
Yeah.
The Eagles won't be getting a good whistle in a couple of weeks. You can jump in. The one thing I'll lean in on, and I thought Wiggy hammered this home this morning, Allen did still have the ball with 3.5 minutes left. The one thing, when Mahomes scored to go up 32-29.
Yeah.
And the Bills stopped them and held them to a field goal. They sacked Mahomes on first down. There were two incompletions. I thought it was a really poor clock management and game situation by Mahomes and Reed there. I really thought it was too much time. I'm like, Allen's going to score easy here.
3:33, ball in the 30. All you need is a field goal to tie.
Maybe the MVP of the league. And I don't think the refs let them down in that spot. I thought Wiggy hammered that home. So I don't know how high my tolerance is to hear Patriots fans whining about the refs, but I did think Josh Allen picked up the first down on fourth down. I don't think Kincaid got
so
the down before.
One of the refs
agreed. The other one, the overriding ref there, didn't agree. I thought Allen picked that up. I don't think Worthy's was a catch, although there was a penalty on that, so I don't know how significant that was, but the Chiefs would have had more work to do. I don't think Worthy made the catch. The Chiefs had a fumble overturned on a questionable call, although they fumbled it back a couple of plays later. I would say, again, whether or not the Chiefs deserve to win, whether or not they're lucky, whether or not the refs are in the bag, we can debate all those things. The Chiefs, I don't think it's debatable the Chiefs got another good whistle. I think that's fair to say.
So that's what drove me the most nuts about that play, talking about the Josh Allen trying to pick up the first down on, what was it, the 48-yard line, right? Because it did look like in real time that he picked it up. And I hate the ref talk. I know it's going to be there. I know, like, unfortunately, there's just more examples of this. But I hate it in all sports. I hate they screwed him. That's why I'm pro-robot refs. I'd love to see robots take over the entire game. We have all this technology. Use it as much as possible to get the calls right. There's just too much at stake now. It's like, you got to love the human element. No, I don't. I can love getting the calls right all the time. And out of all the plays, that's the one that I would look at the most. And what pissed me off about it is, my thought was, when the Chiefs win, because I knew the Chiefs were going to win, I'm like, when they win, everyone's going to point to that. And not to say that there wasn't a whole quarter left to go. And who knows what the Bills would have done with that possession anyway. It's still the ball's right around midfield. So there's no guarantee. I know they were up one at the time. Okay, they kick a field goal. Then Mahomes scores a touchdown. And they, you know what I'm saying? It's like there's no guarantee you win. It's not like a walk-off play. This isn't Mark Andrews dropping a two-point conversion. No. But it was a big play. Like, I get it. It was a huge play. But part of me was like, oh, man, this is now going to live on for at least another couple of weeks, if not years, because it did seem like he got the first down. One of the linesmen came running in, as we all saw, ahead of the line, or maybe like right at the line.
The first guy, though, was giving him the spot.
Top of the screen, he's got a first down.
Second guy comes in at like a 45-degree angle.
He's like running in. He's like, nope.
It's like getting shorter and shorter the closer he got to the ball. It's like, what are you doing?
But also, some of the angles on Twitter kind of are misleading, right? Because if you take a photo from one area, like, it's hard to kind of tell. But they talked it up, and they decided that it was a not a first down. That was tough. I think that was the worst call of the bunch.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong. That was a booth review, right? Like an automatic review, or not automatic, but they called down and did that. That wasn't a challenge by McDermott. McDermott, I thought that was a stupid challenge on the Worthy play because it was a penalty anyway. I thought that was a bad challenge by him.
Yeah.
But they reviewed it. I didn't think they were going to overturn it. Because I didn't think there was evidence to overturn it once you marked the spot.
That one's tough.
But I thought the spot was bad on that play.
Fourth and one at the KC 41. Okay, so they're just on the other side of midfield. But still, there's 13 minutes to go. So, I mean, we don't really know exactly what's going to happen.
There's no guarantee Buffalo scores there. I mean, there's no guarantee they get a field goal. There's no guarantee they score a touchdown. So there's a lot of different things to play out. But I thought that was a bad spot. And a bad call.
Yeah. The Bills also going for two early in the game, too.
Let's get to that in a minute.
Yeah, I was going to say, that, like, there's some of this is self-inflicted.
Yeah. Quickly on the robot refs, though, because I do want to get to McDermott.
Yeah, like Johnny Five from Short Circuit.
The robot refs, I'm not fully on board with. Like, how are you going to...
You're out of your mind.
How are robot refs going to officiate pass interference and things like that? They can't. Spot first downs, that level of thing? Ninkovich called into Greg's show. Greg made this point earlier. They're right about this. Put a chip in the ball. Do the Hawkeye technology. I'm a tennis guy. Do the Hawkeye technology that tennis uses.
All right, Pete Sampras.
Just you, but it's...
Question on that. Everyone said put a chip in the ball. Question on that.
It doesn't throw off the weight, I don't think.
No, I don't care about that.
Okay.
Some guys like their balls overinflated. No, so I don't care about that.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, where the ball is also, like, where are you down? So, like, I think there's another element there. I don't think it's quite as easy as people make it out to be.
Fine.
Because say your knees are down, and then you extend the ball. Fine. They're like, you extended the ball.
They
should
be able to do that. That they should be able to do.
Put a chip in their knees.
So that one they should be able to do, to me. Okay?
You think they should chip all the players like they do some dogs? Would you chip all the players?
Is your dog chipped?
No.
Charleston's chipped.
Really? Yeah. Well, yeah, you live in a city.
We stopped paying the subscription. Like, it's like a yearly fee. We stopped paying it. Yeah, many, many years ago.
So can you find him on your phone? You can just be like, where is he?
Well, I mean, I think if we paid the chip or paid for the subscription, yes.
Yep, there he is.
We stopped paying for it. We're like, yeah, the dog doesn't move. We're like, this dog will not run away.
For 2 years.
He's physically incapable of him running away, correct?
Wait, so you put the chip in him and then there's a fee?
Yeah.
I thought like once it's in
that, there. No, to keep that active, I think you got to pay a fee unless I'm getting ripped off.
Maybe.
Wouldn't surprise
me. Scammed.
Sold a bill of goods. Some guy in an alley stuck a chip in his dog and was like, yeah, they're going to pay me every month.
I need feedback. Don't you have to pay for that chip to keep it active,
maybe.
I believe? We let that thing lapse.
I chose not to do it.
But, yeah, chip the players, chip the ball. Like, again, I don't need full-on robot refs. I really don't think that's feasible. Or I shouldn't say feasible. I don't think it's realistic. But for the spot stuff, they absolutely should. And
well, Bill Belichick was always a very...
The owners are so cheap. Thank you. That's the real issue.
Cameras everywhere.
The owners don't want to pay for it. Yeah. So, like, that's a fair gripe. Again, I don't know how much I want to hear it from Patriots fans who got a good whistle for 20 years.
But, like, you don't need to give a robot 401k.
No, you don't.
They don't need it unless their robot families ask for it.
I don't know what that technology winds up costing. And you're right, Keith. Once the AI takes over,
cheapers.
We gotta treat these robots like real people and pay them like real people and pay for their family and 401k and health benefits.
Do you think all the robots would have like six fingers, like a lot of the AI hands?
So the owners are cheap. That's a fair criticism. They should just pay for this, get the technology going.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know that Patriots fans are the ones to whine about it, but fine. Go ahead if you want to on McDermott. McDermott had some questionable decision-making, which ties in with Josh Allen getting the ball with 3.5 minutes left, which I thought was fair by Wiggy.
Yeah, you had a
chance. All right, fine. Good whistle went against you. Allen had the ball with 3.5 minutes to go get the tie or the win. They failed. And McDermott also made some questionable decisions.
Yeah, you know me. I like going for two when you have a chance to win it. If you're like the Patriots against the Titans or, you know, in Kansas City, for example. Like, if it came all the way down to the end of the game and it was like, do you want to go to overtime and risk Patrick Mahomes winning the toss or do you want to win it right there? I'm also a fan of just take the points all game long until the fourth quarter, then start doing the math, then crunch the numbers. Because this was going to be a game where there was going to be points scored all the time. This was not going to be 6-0 game or 8-0. And you're like, oh, we got to go for two right now. So even though they picked up the, or there was a flag, right? So they originally kicked the point.
Yep.
This is early in the game. They kicked the point, and then they're like, oh, offsides. So you can redo it at the one. And they're like, yeah, we're going to redo it and go for two. Dumb. Take the points.
I didn't mind that one. I wouldn't
also,
have gone
their tush-push kind of sucks.
Yeah, well,
it's not like Philly's.
We didn't know that, though, at the time, right?
Well,
at the
it's kind of – I don't think it looks great.
At like, the time, it's Josh Allen from a yard. Once the penalty happened, I wouldn't have gone for it initially. But once the penalty happened, I'm like, yeah, go for that. It's at the one. Go for it.
I don't know. Taking points off the board in any level is kind of dumb. I mean, unless you kick a field goal, it's like a 15-yard penalty roughing the kicker, then so be it. Now you're moving forward and trying to score. But in that case, because what was it? It was – 21, it would have been 21-17, right, going into the half. So you would have been down four. You're like, no, we're going to be down three. It's like, or you're not. There's so much game left to be played that I thought that was a mistake. And then they have to go for it again, right? Because then now later in the game, like, now you have to. And now all of a sudden you cost yourself 2 points. Now you ultimately still lose if the scenario plays out this way. But I don't know. I didn't like that. I thought that was dumb.
So it didn't work out, obviously. It didn't. Those 2-point decisions didn't work out. I agreed with that first one where, all right, you're moving up a yard. Josh Allen can get a yard. As we learned as the game went along,
no,
he could not.
Not really.
The Chiefs had a great game plan for it. Spagnuolo, again, fantastic. Completely threw off Allen. He liked to sneak to his left, as they pointed out a million times on the broadcast.
But he, like, stops and then goes. Like, Tom Brady's a better sneaker. The Jalen Hurts thing, whether you agree with it or not,
okay, but would you
like
have
automatic
said Josh Allen was bad at picking up a yard before yesterday? Like, he's been incredible at it his whole career.
Yeah, it didn't look good yesterday.
No, it didn't. No, yeah. The Chiefs blew it up. The Chiefs had a good plan for it. But I'm saying going into yesterday, Josh Allen for a yard is unstoppable.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm not Tony Romo continuing to watch him get stuffed play after play after play going, it's unstoppable when it's clearly being stopped. But early in the game, we didn't know that. So I didn't mind that one. It clearly didn't work out. But I would have McDermott somewhere on the list. I would have Josh Allen somewhere on the list for not being able to come through in that spot. The Chiefs clearly got a good whistle. And I already see complaints in the Twitch chat. Oh, Patriots fans can't complain about what the whole rest of the country is complaining about. No, you just sound like bigger babies because you got a good whistle for 2 decades. And if you can't acknowledge after the 6 championships and all the winning around here that you got a good whistle, that doesn't mean the league was in the bag for you, just like I don't think the league is in the bag for the Chiefs. But the Chiefs are benefiting from a good whistle just like you did for a long time. You just sound like big, giant babies crying about it compared to the other 30 fan bases.
How much of it do you think is just them being at home all the time, too? Like, does that weigh in a little bit sometimes? Like, refs, I think refs are bad in general. It's just you would hope that it would kind of balance out across the board. But, yeah, I know we're going to get it for 2 weeks and maybe even longer. Let's see how the Super Bowl plays out. If there's, like, a questionable call that goes in favor of Kansas City, I know we're going to hear it more. But I'm just not a huge fan of the refs won that game for a team when the other team certainly had their chances and didn't make the most of it. But I guess that's kind of inevitable. That's where we're getting with Kansas City, which I would say one of two things. One, if you hate it so much and if it's such in the bag, bet all your money on the Chiefs all
good,
the time and you'll win a fortune because they're going to win every game.
Yeah. Or, the league is rigged, so bet on it. Just bet on the Chiefs if it's rigged.
If you don't like scripted sports, I guess, then, I don't know, like, don't watch it. You don't have to watch it. Nobody's making you watch it.
I bet ratings for the NFL postseason have been down. I bet they're through the roof for that game yesterday.
I bet they're through the roof, and I bet the Super Bowl, as much as it's not a matchup that people want, Chiefs and Eagles. I saw a great meme today. They were like, you know how they always do, like, who's rooting for what? And it was like Chiefs, and it was just a dot in Kansas City. Who's rooting for the Eagles? Just a dot in Philly. And then the rest were for a meteor. Like, nobody wants this Super Bowl,
it's
but we're all going to watch it.
I mean, to root against the Chiefs, you have to root for Philly.
I don't know
what to do. That's a hard one to do.
I don't know what to do.
I think that's the right side of history to root for Philly, but it's not. It doesn't feel good, I can tell you that. So we'll get into it. 617-779-7937. How much of the blame is on Buffalo? How lucky are the Chiefs? How much are the refs in the bag for the Chiefs? I know Patriots fans like whining about it after getting a good whistle for 2 decades. And let's face it, bang, bang calls going in favor of the Chiefs all day long yesterday doesn't help to quiet that narrative. Again, you can jump in all day long at 617-779-7937. Keith and I have been consistent in saying it's crazy to say that Mahomes is already the GOAT if the Chiefs three-peat head-to-head with Brady. A lot of people have been willing to go there. Stephen A. Smith was doing it last week, among others. Is it fair to question if Mahomes is more clutch than Brady? Not greater than Brady, but a guy you trust more in the clutch. Let's get to that with your phone calls right after Trending with Billy Laney.
So Gene Steratore agrees with you by a third of the football.
I agree with Gene. I mean, I think the Chiefs,
I'm with Gene.
The Chiefs got a favorable call there. I'm not arguing with it.
Yeah.
I take issue when it's the league is now in the bag for the Chiefs. That's where I think it goes a little far, and I think it's Patriots fans nervous about the Chiefs breathing down their necks, trying to match what the Patriots did for 20 years, the dynasty here. And so I think that's what comes through. But a lot of the country's upset about it, frustrated about it, just like they were with you when you were winning for two decades straight. A lot of the country hated you too. So I wouldn't use the rest of the country as a great shining example. They hated the Patriots as well. You start to root against these dynasties when
they're
in the game every year and you're tired of watching them and you start paying attention to the calls they get every single game. And I will acknowledge it was a good call there, meaning a favorable call for the Chiefs. It was the wrong call, I thought. It looked like Allen picked it up. But I don't think enough criticism is on Josh Allen. I thought Wiggy did a good job all morning illustrating this. 3.5 minutes left. You got the ball to tie or win.
Yeah, they had their chances.
And you can't pick up a first down, though Dalton Kincaid is to blame on that play. Huge drop, massive drop. We haven't even talked about that. We also haven't talked about how Allen missed Khalil Shakir wide open in the left flat all alone, maybe for a touchdown.
Yeah, that was
so there's also that. And then you have a few of the other bang-bang calls. You know, the Worthy call, all of this. I just think the Bills didn't have the greatest day. Allen with 3.5 minutes to go. McDermott, some of the questionable calls. I just like to focus more on that while acknowledging the Chiefs got advantage or the advantage of a really significant call there.
Yeah, that's the tough part, and that's why the conversation continues, is because there's a lot of games where you're like, well, that one was sort of in favor of the Chiefs. That one was sort of in favor of the Chiefs. And, I mean, it's starting to diminish, I guess, just how good they really are. Like, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is still insane, and these guys find ways to win all the time. I don't think it's just because of these calls. You can't ignore them. Like, I'm with you. That, what would the Bills have done on that possession? Early fourth quarter. I guess it was late third quarter. Early fourth quarter. And they have the ball in Kansas City territory. They're up by one. So if they go and kick a field goal, all right, you're up by four, and then Patrick Mahomes gets the ball, then what do you think is going to happen? Now maybe they score a touchdown. And then if they just kick the point, all right, they're up by eight. So Patrick Mahomes gets the ball again. What do you think is going to happen? Like, I don't know. I feel like the Chiefs were going to win that game. And that's the problem, is like, they're so good, they don't really need the help, but they're getting it. And then that's pissing everybody off. But we were asking the question a little bit last week too. Like, have people outside of New England turned on them? And I think the answer is yes. Now, also outside of New England, people hate Philly too.
Yeah.
And that's why this is such a ridiculous Super Bowl. You don't know what to do.
You hear Nate Burleson after the game last night, he's like, root for greatness.
No.
Don't turn on the Chiefs. I'm like, shut up, Nate Burleson. You need to chill out a little bit.
Right, because you're going to have like that group, and we all grew up with it, right?
Root for greatness is maybe the lamest take I've ever heard. Just root for greatness.
If you're from,
No. I don't root for greatness.
If you're from New England,
I root against these dynasties.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Most people do, but there are some that don't. As a kid, you remember the one kid you went to school with that had a Chicago Bulls jacket or a Dallas Cowboys jacket or something like that. And you're like, you're what? You're a Bulls fan? Like, I love the Bulls. Like, why?
It's a lot of fake Bulls fans from this region.
Yeah. So do you like the Bulls now?
Yeah.
You a big fan of the Bulls post Jordan? You like, what's your favorite team post Jordan? So like, there are the front runner people, and so I'm sure there are the Patrick Mahomes fans that aren't in the Kansas City area. Just like there were certainly Tom Brady fans outside of New England, just because they love that team. But more often than not, fan bases are going to kind of go against them and hate those teams.
I'm sorry, keep going.
No, I was going to say, but then Philadelphia also is a team that everybody outside of Philly doesn't really like those teams, because like the fan base has a certain reputation and everything else. Plus, who loves a rematch? I mean, not me. Like,
no.
You want to see these two teams again? I don't.
Do you remember what happened the last time these two teams met in the Super Bowl beyond just the Chiefs winning?
Chiefs won, yeah.
Chiefs got a very favorable call.
Of course.
Juju Smith-Schuster. Was it a hold on James Bradbury, I think it was?
That sounds right.
Bang, bang, call, pass interference, hold, something
Smith
like that.
Smith-Schuster, big catch. Also, his name in the news recently.
Two big catches, and his name is in the news.
Yeah.
That's true.
A little bit of a love triangle.
Yikes. Yeah, well, yeah.
Love might be strong.
Yeah, there's something going on with him and
also, real
Jabril
quick,
Peppers.
We should point this out, not to go full weatherman on you.
Yeah.
Earthquake?
Oh, Brandon, yeah.
And I'm not talking about the late, great John Tenta.
I saw the Twitch chat talking about this. I saw Arcan tweeting about it. Arcan's like, I'm getting texts from people in Brighton. Where in Brighton? I'm getting texts from people. Of course, I never feel these fake earthquakes that happen here. I never feel
them. Because I'm so locked in on what I'm doing. Nothing could break my...
You ever felt an earthquake?
No.
Me neither.
No, I don't think so.
Supposedly they happen around here. People feel them. I don't buy it.
I guess there was a decent one in Maine.
I've never felt one in my life. This happens like once every couple of years. People are like, "Did you feel the earthquake?" I'm like, never, not once. Have I ever felt one.
What would it feel like? Do we know?
I don't know.
Is there a simulation that we can go through and figure out what it would be like?
Lanny's leaning in. Have you ever felt these earthquakes?
I might have felt one like years ago in Boston.
Yeah.
Probably shooketh.
Right. It was probably 10, 12 years ago. And it was just a little rumble.
I think I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah. It wasn't anything too crazy. Like, kind of like, whoa, what the hell was that?
Did all the frames fall off the wall in the movies?
No.
Did you fall down? Like, what happened?
Twitter's a mess. Twitter is just ridiculous.
Everyone's like,
And I got to shout out Dakota Randall. You guys know the name.
Yeah, from Nesson, yeah.
I got to believe there are better ways to find out, quote, anyone else just feel that earthquake than going to Twitter. Because it's literally what the timeline is.
Yeah,
you guys feel that? You guys feel that? I'm in this city. I didn't feel
it. You guys did on this? I don't know.
I didn't
Your
feel
network
it.
Works. You're fine. You're on Twitter. Everything's all right.
Yeah, I'm not.
You're good.
Maybe you felt a little something and you ran to Twitter and everybody's telling you it's an earthquake. I guess that's possible.
What happens? Do you pee a little bit? What happens?
I don't know.
We're fortunate there was no volcano eruptions or earthquakes.
I don't know, but I didn't.
Of all the earthquakes that are happening on the West Coast.
Ooh, you sound like a bit of a downer.
I didn't feel it. I've never felt one. So there you go.
But for those that did,
that's potentially going on.
Maybe you guys can buy some t-shirts. You know, I survived the earthquake.
Survived the earthquake of 2025.
January 2025.
Here you go.
What an event.
Text line. Earthquake off the coast of York, Maine. Okay. That's not here.
It's a 4.1.
It's not that far, in fairness. We felt it in Maine, felt it in New Hampshire, 4.1 in York Harbor.
4.1, decent size.
Here you go. Huge rumble. And boom, in southeast New Hampshire. Yeah, no, 4.1 is...
4.1, not bad.
I mean...
4.1 when it's this cold out?
Yeah.
You're doing all right.
5, 6, 7 would be crazy.
Hey, that's insane.
But a 4.1 is pretty
not
wild.
Bad.
No, it's not bad at all. Okay.
So it's got to be average.
If you're in New Hampshire and Maine, maybe you felt it. Everybody in Boston can chill out.
Stay safe out there.
617-779-7937. Speaking of the text line...
Yeah.
A number of people are calling me to task for the Patriots getting a good whistle for 20 years. Any calls jump out in your mind? There's two significant ones that jump out to me of examples of good whistles the Patriots got. One we should all get right away.
Yeah, but that actually was the right call.
It was.
I know what you're saying, but like that launched the dynasty.
But sometimes a bang-bang call goes in your favor. That's still getting a good whistle.
Yeah, we're talk rule.
Yeah.
But yeah, that
the refs could have ignored that and made it a fumble, and none of us would have batted an eyelash. Okay.
And Belichick would have been fired.
That was properly enforced, but that's getting a good whistle. If you got a bad whistle there, no one even would have thought twice about it. So that's number one. The other one is D Ford being offside in 2018 against the Chiefs. That's a call that went against the Chiefs that went in your favor with these two
teams.
That was
huge. Yeah, that was
so
huge.
That was a massive one. That's
well,
a
the
massive
league wasn't
one.
In there.
I mean, he was offside.
The league wasn't in their pocket back then.
It's a bang-bang call that went in your favor, not the Chiefs' favor.
Why didn't the league have the Chiefs go undefeated then? That would have been a better story.
That would have been a better story.
They should have let them win all the games.
They should have done that. I like your point, Keith. If the league is really fixed and it's in favor of the Chiefs,
bet all your money on the Chiefs.
Go ahead and bet all your money on the Chiefs. Put your money where your mouth is.
I'm thinking about actually doing that. I'm going to talk to my wife about just how much we can bet on the Chiefs.
Yeah, but throw in like a Kelsey prop on top of it.
Obviously, I can't help myself, and I will throw in like a Kareem Hunt score, or I'll do like a... No, I'll do something even dumber. Like... Xavier Worthy, like 200 yards. Mm. You're like, why are you doing that?
Yeah, I bet Bills fans are not thrilled with Xavier Worthy's performance yesterday.
No, he looked good.
Neither should Patriots fans, by the way. He was right within striking distance for you to go get him.
Fastest 40 at the combine.
Could have had him. And you said, no, Jalen Polk. He's plug and play.
Drake meme.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here. On Jones and Keefe all day long. We'll get to the Eagles. We'll get to the Super Bowl matchup coming up as well. But Barry is in New Bedford. Get us started today, Barry.
Hey guys. I have a suggestion for the Bills. Fire Sean McDermott and hire Ron Torbett as official. Therefore, when you get into these games, they won't screw the wrong guy. Let me tell you something. I didn't watch that game yesterday for the dynasty or who won. I didn't care. I watch Chiefs games for the shenanigans because you know they're coming. I mean, early in the game, the face mask, that wasn't a face mask penalty. I mean, the Worthy catch, the Kelsey taunting, the special teams kickoff where you commit three blocks in the back and nobody throws a flag. I mean, the Patriots all year have been getting busted for blocking the back for the kicking team, offsides on the kickoff, and yet these eagle-eye fools can't spot two holes and three blocks in the back. I mean, it was hilarious. And by the way, he got that first down, Kincaid, on that third down because his lower body was it was on top of the Chiefs player.
I think Kincaid was down. But whatever.
Kincaid was down.
10 missed calls yesterday. So the block in the backs, get out of my face. The face mask was a face mask. They also missed a face mask on the Chiefs later on in the game. there are two calls to hone in on. When you start adding all these other things, you really sound like an even bigger baby.
No.
The Josh Allen first down. The Allen one, and Xavier Worthy, that was not a catch. The ball clearly hit the ground. So those are the two to focus on. Everything else is just piling on. Yeah. You wanted a taunting penalty on Travis Kelce?
Yeah.
You baby? Come on. Well, and I like Barry and New Bedford.
Whoever wants a taunting call?
Seriously, I like Barry and New Bedford, but would you chill out a little bit?
Sean McDermott might have coached, you know, let's stop the sprint right to the right on the option. Five times they do it, they don't stop at once.
Maybe tackle Patrick Mahomes. I thought what he was going to say, Keith, is Belichick replacing McDermott. He said Ron Torbett, official.
They might want to think about replacing Sean McDermott. Like, is this as far as he's ever going to get all the time?
I thought when we talked about this late last week, we said, is McDermott safe at this point? Yeah. Is Sirianni safe at this point? And we said yes to both.
Sirianni's definitely safe. No, McDermott is. I mean, he probably is safe. I'm just wondering, like, at what point do you say maybe we need to tweak this?
Okay, if you're going to fire McDermott, are you hiring Belichick?
No.
Me neither.
But I guess I don't know who I'm hiring because it's not a great crop now.
I would keep him. Like, I don't think McDermott was great. There were a couple of questionable two-point conversions. Yeah. The first one I agree with. The second one, not as much. But was it such an egregious showing by him? You got to fire him? I don't think so.
But, like, what makes you think it's going to be different next year? Like, if you're in Buffalo, you're like, Josh Allen just had an MVP caliber season, played pretty well in this game, too.
I mean, the Colts could have fired Tony Dungy when they kept losing to the Patriots. They stuck with Dungy, and ultimately you break through. I mean, that's what I would argue
for. They probably should have fired Dungy.
Maybe. I mean, look, I don't love Tony Dungy. But I'm just saying, like, if same logic for the Colts and you blow everything up, I mean, maybe it ends differently.
Hey, speaking of Mahomes, I got a few tweets during the game that people are kind of jumping onto my Keefspiracy.
You did?
He runs a little silly, and maybe that's why he gets more calls than the other quarterbacks.
I was unaware of these, okay.
What do you think of that? Did you watch the game differently?
I thought it looked like he was moving pretty well yesterday.
He was effective.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like a real athlete running.
Fridge on his back.
Allen, Daniels, Hurts, when those guys run, look at these guys. When Mahomes runs, he's like,
I'm going to be honest, Keith. I forgot to really look for the Keefspiracy. That's right. On me. Well, but other people were paying attention to
check it. Check it out on the Super Bowl.
It's picking up steam.
He's going to run weird.
Okay. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on this. Let's get to Saquon Barkley as well. Another monster performance yesterday. Two touches, two touchdowns to start that game, including the 60-yarder. With the matchup set, for Super Bowl 59, can Saquon run the Eagles past the Chiefs? We'll get to it next. Saquon, pretty ridiculous.
What a killer. Holy smokes.
That was one of those plays where you can see the dominance of the Eagles' offensive line, but also the individual brilliance of Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, both things can be true.
Because, you know, DeAndre Swift, we brought this up a lot on Jones and Keefe over the last few weeks, talking about Saquon Barkley and, it's just the Eagles' offensive line and
Miles
the importance
Sanders
of running backs and any back can do it. Sanders is another good one.
No, he should have been tackled like five times on that play.
DeAndre Swift would have picked up the first 12, 15 yards because the Eagles blocked it, and it was a great play call by Kellen Moore. But to spin out of that and take it 60 yards to the house and do it every single week?
His spin moves are nuts. He goes he gets faster when he spins, which you shouldn't really do.
No, it's true. It's those big quads, Keith.
He's got massive quads. That team leads the league in quads. Between he and Hurts, squatting 800 pounds.
It is Quad City. The Quad City DJs, I think, is what they should rename that team.
Quadzilla. Yeah, these guys look good out there.
But, no, it's the reason I think ultimately I'm talking myself into rooting for the Eagles, as hard as that is.
Because it's Saquon.
Saquon's
very likable.
I saw Andy Hart, WEI Afternoons, come your way at 2 o'clock. I saw him tweeting about this. He's like, could Saquon be any more likable?
No,
Saquon's very likable. And I also am pro running backs, and I've been pro running back for a long time.
Yep.
And he's a really, really, really high end example of it. But I think you said this on Thursday or Friday last week, Keith. It'd be nice to have an example of a team that their best player was their running back. Hurts, I think, is good, top 10, top 12, top 15, somewhere in there. But he's not an elite quarterback. And to add him in the offseason, put the team over the top in a rematch with the Chiefs from a few years ago. That'd be a good one for us pro running back people out there.
I knew someone that went to Penn State, same time Saquon Barkley. You know what they said about him?
I don't know. Penn State? What'd they say?
Great guy.
Oh, good.
Yeah, great guy.
Good, good, good.
No, he's easy to root for, and it's still Philadelphia, so like that makes it impossible. But then when you're going up against Kansas City, you're like, what on earth? Like this is sort of a lose-lose in many ways. where like Philadelphia wins another Super Bowl, I guess that probably stings a little bit less.
Oh, I don't like it, but
it's
I'm rooting
less than
for
Kansas City.
Correct. I'm rooting for it more than KC. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's what you. I guess that's what you have to do.
That's where
no,
I come
but on
down
an individual at. Level, I mean, this guy ran for 2,000 yards. That doesn't happen every year, right? So there are great offensive lines all the time. There are what we think are great running backs all the time, but they don't run for 2,000. And think about how many games he didn't even really play in the fourth quarter or get many carries in the fourth quarter. He was like Ashton Jeanty. Like, he probably could have had 2,500 yards rushing if they really needed him every single game.
He could have played in week 18, the 17th game of the year.
The last game.
He didn't, which I give him credit for hitting 2,016 games. There were games this year where he sat down and he could have gone for, you know, like the Eagles franchise record or maybe his own personal record. I forget. Maybe it's even the individual game rushing record. He's like, no, let, you know, Will Shipley and Kenneth Gainwell run it out. So, no, I find him to be very likable and easy to root for. And that takes some of the sting out of rooting for Philadelphia. All right, you got to hold your nose and root for somebody. I would root for Philly, given the circumstances.
I know you hate the tush push more than
I do.
I do. It's obviously, you know, pretty ridiculous, and they get it almost every single time. What did you make of the sequence when they had it down on the goal line and the Commanders just kept leapfrogging the pile to
Frankie,
the point?
Frankie Louvu, is that his name?
Love it.
Yeah.
So I don't think it should be illegal, but I also think, listen, it's pretty tough to go up against. Do whatever you can to stop it. And if that means trying to jump the snap every single time, do it. And it was hilarious because in the booth, just before the ref said it on the field, they were like, well, if this keeps up, they can award a team a touchdown, which I didn't know was a rule.
I didn't know either. And then Sean Hockley, like 30 seconds later, comes on and he's like, oh, yeah, they've been warned. We can give them a touchdown.
And I feel like that probably should be the rule, because I've thought about this before. When the ball's on the one, or it's like on the half-yard line or the inch line, and it's first down, right? If it's third or fourth down, obviously you're not going to jump off like a maniac. But if it's first down, what on earth is stopping you from trying to jump the snap every time? Turns out there's this rule buried in the rule book that says they can award a touchdown. My next thought was, who gets the touchdown? You know, is it can't be a team touchdown.
Yeah,
do you give it to the quarterback?
Purposes, how do you
for
award
betting
that?
Purposes, who gets it?
Team touchdown.
Didn't happen. But I kind of love the Commanders being like, we're just going to jump over this thing and dive off sides all the time. And Philadelphia's like, we're just going to keep doing it.
I also would like having in my back pocket, the refs gave the other team a touchdown. It's like, they never actually scored.
Yeah.
And you want to talk about getting a good, you know who got a better whistle than KC yesterday? Philly.
Yeah.
And I'm not crying about the league being in the bag for the Eagles, but
Washington also couldn't hold on to the ball.
No,
that was their problem.
No, I mean, the Eagles should have won either way. I'm not saying the refs gave the game. I'm just saying every bang-bang call, every single one, went in favor of Philly yesterday. That's all. It's a good whistle. Sometimes you get a good whistle. The Chiefs get it every week. I acknowledge
that.
They do. But sometimes you get a good whistle. Real quick, we're going to get deeper into these coming up. I want to get to Josh McDaniels and, well, some pushback on how successful he'll be and whether or not he's the right fit for Drake May. The Patriots made two more hires.
All right.
Doug Marrone is going to be their offensive line coach. He coached the Jaguars to an AFC title game against the Patriots in 2018. What year was that?
Yeah, was it
2016?
No, 18 was the Chiefs game.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. 26,
so 2017?
Oh, was it the year they lost? Maybe that's right.
No.
Whatever.
Yeah. 17.
Bortles to an AFC title game.
I think it might have been 17. It's pretty amazing when you look at what the Patriots staff was a year ago to what it is now. Like, Gerard Mayo needed all the help he could get, and they didn't help him out at all.
It's crazy.
Now you look at it, Mike Vrabel, who's already an established head coach, has an offensive coordinator who's done it for 20 years. He has a defensive coordinator who, although never been a coordinator, he's been in the NFL for a significant period of time. And now you have an offensive line coach who was a head coach in the NFL.
Doug Marrone.
That's pretty good.
Has been hired. That's according to Mike Reese. And Tom Pelissero reports they're also hiring Thomas Brown as their tight ends coach, pass game coordinator. They interviewed him as offensive coordinator. He was the interim head coach at the end of last year for Chicago.
That?
He was their play caller. So you're getting veteran coaches on the staff, which to your point, you're right.
Would you call it a dream team staff?
I wouldn't call it that, but they're giving Vrabel the help that Mayo probably needed last year.
Definitely needed.
So, good. And I'm sure these guys aren't cheap, you know?
A whole new staff. You're paying
McDaniels
the last staff.
Is cheapish,
you're paying this staff.
Yeah.
That's something.
But that's a good sign for ownership and everybody else. So we'll get deeper into this coming up. 617-779-7937. Bunch of you waiting patiently to weigh in on the Super Bowl matchup. Chiefs and the Eagles both got a good whistle yesterday. Chiefs seem to get it every week. The refs' impact on it. And again, with the matchup now set in Super Bowl 59, do you think the Eagles have a real shot? We'll get to it with your phone calls next.